So the elders have in mind and have for several years wanted to take a time to present a few things, discuss a few things, clearly communicate some things, and that's some plans, some facts, some figures, finances as well, so that the congregation understands some fundamentals of where we are and some of the things that we are working to do, where we are today, and where we hope that we are going. So roughly we're going to be looking at, oh, okay, that's new for me, I'm not going to use that one. We'll talk a little bit about 21 data, talk a little bit more about the finances and focus that, and Jeff was talking a little bit about that focus for 2022 in his lesson earlier this morning as well. 119. So as we're going to look at some attendance data in just a moment, a number of members. So as we're looking at comparing in a second, what you're going to see in the next slide, if we were to consider members of this congregation and for the consideration of attendance, not shut-ins that we know have physical limitations, we don't expect that they're going to be here, and also not including children of members, 119 is roughly what is the average for 21 of who we have. So if we consider first worship service, the 9 o'clock service, 98 was our average attendance, which is the same as we were in 20. Bible class, 9:30, comes up to 116. Second worship service, 125. And as we see that's been continuing to increase over the past year, and that's a good thing. Wednesday night is higher than it was in 20. We all know what happened in 20. The unfortunate situation of COVID and that we've continued to deal with. But that number is continuing to improve, and that's a good thing. The summer Bible study was well attended. 124 was our average attendance through the summer Bible study this past year. The spring meeting with Jeff Trahan, average attendance, not including Sunday, was 107. Fall meeting with Shane Carrington was not attended as well, 78 with the average, not including Sunday, 78. And annual singing, 75. There's some numbers up there that are encouraging. There's some that I don't understand. A few thoughts as we consider these things. Being a Christian requires growth. We've talked about it. We understand it. A physical child, if they don't grow, something's wrong, and there's something that's preventing that growth. We want to pursue to find out what that is so that natural development can continue. Likewise, a Christian is to grow in many, many aspects. But love and service towards God is the bottom line. And a Christian is to grow in his willingness to yield his own will to the will of God and become a servant. A term that we see throughout the New Testament. A servant. So let me ask you a question. We've talked about 20. Some bad things happened with COVID. We understand that. We all understand that. And we've all experienced it and unfortunately dealt with it. How much have you spiritually grown in the past 2 years? It's a question only you can answer yourself. In what ways have you grown in the last 2 years? And believe now is appropriate time to ask, have you allowed COVID-19 to negatively affect your dedication to and service to God? It's a question for all of us, for each of us. The first worship service, I want to ask a couple more, think a few more things there, discuss a few more things with you there. We today have 22 men that have agreed to develop and deliver lessons on that first, that 9 o'clock Sunday service, as well as Wednesday evening invitations. We average nearly 30 people that are willing to come to the 10:30 service, but do not attend the 9 o'clock service. Wednesday participation is even lower. We have nearly 40 members who are willing to teach classes. Wonderful thing. So to those teachers and to those 22 men, we want to say thank you for your continued work. It's important and it does not go unnoticed. It probably isn't recognized to the point and regularly as it should, but thank you for that work. If you're able, and I repeat, if you're able, and I know that there's times that you can't be, there's times that there's things that happen where you might not be, and some physically are not able. But if you're able to attend and decide not to attend the classes and services that we offer, I ask that you consider that not only are you not serving in the full capacity that you could, not taking advantage of growth and learning opportunities, but you may very well be discouraging those who are working and trying to serve God and are trying to serve you and your family. Spiritual strength is gained through the study of and application of God's Word by you in your own life, and applying God's Word calls the Christian to surrender his own will in order to accomplish God's. And so my last closing thought is, what's the value of a servant if that servant decides not to serve?
Good morning. I've got the member information to go over with us this morning. In 2021, we had several people that had decided to either move away because of jobs or decided they would rather be other places, which is their choice, and we fully back them, and depending on each individual that we talk to about that. But during 2021, Dave and Judy Harville wanted to go to South Georgia. She has a sister there and other family, which we understood. So they left. Carol Weathers has moved to Carthage, Texas. Then we lost Kevin and Jessica Wise family and the girls. And Sawyer also. I just need to leave him in there. Aaron and Kara Gressley are in Pampa now, Pampa, Texas. And then Frankie Taylor, after moving back to Amarillo, felt like she would be better off at South Georgia, and that's good for her, and we hope things are going well with her. So we have lost several people this last year that have moved away or changed some situations. We also experienced two deaths this year. Charles Kelly passed in January, and then Jackie Ledbetter passed in June. So we hate to lose anybody, but maybe we are lucky that we only lost two. But that also impacts our membership. Also, in 2021, we had several baptisms. Sister Phyllis Riley, who is not with us now, also Claire Smiley, Nora Cape, Penelope Yance, and Spradlin Rust were baptized this year. So we've had several baptisms this year. We have had years that we wouldn't have any. So we have had several of those, and we're glad to have those members and need to be encouragements to them, and we know that they'll be encouragements to us. Also, in 2021, because of COVID and some other things, we've had some shifting around, and people have come and joined us, and we're very happy. We've had a whole lot more come in and join us this last year than have left us. So the Cape family came. The Thompson family have placed membership with us. The Crotals, the Addies are with us now. Keith and Christy Taylor moved back. We're tickled to death to have them. Sister Bobby Owens has placed membership with us. Nick and Claire Stevens got married and decided they would stay here with us. We're tickled to death to have them. Sister Epperson is with us. That's Brother Gray's daughter. Susan and Rusty Scott have moved back just recently and placed membership with us. And Sam Tipton and Jordan Avance are here with us also. So we've had several people move in and place membership with us. So we should have had some, we have some growth there, and we're tickled to have that. Some goals that we have discussed and talked about, the goals that we worked on in 2021. We were happy to get back to what we considered, quote-unquote, a normal schedule after 2020 and COVID-19 and things that happened to us. And we started coming back in May, on May 16th, 21. So I don't know how time is for you. It seems to me like that's been forever ago, and it wasn't in this last year. But, I mean, we only had the last 7 months or so together on a weekly basis. Also, we started back up with the junior high school, and college age Bible studies. We did that in August, and then we also had some gospel meetings, as Brady mentioned. Brother Trey Han and Brother Shane Carrington, spring and fall meetings, and we also got back to having our annual singing this last year in August, and we did bring in Brother Tim Stevens to work with us on our worship service and our songs and song leaders and things like that. So we did get several things accomplished, even though we didn't really get back and get going until May. Some things that we were hoping to get done this year in 2022, obviously we do have a gospel meeting coming up in May with Doy Moyer of Dover, Florida. That's May 15th through the 18th that we have. So if you haven't thought about that, you might want to put that on your phone and your calendars and kind of prepare for that. Also, we want to continue the summer Bible study, and we have placed the dates of June 16th through the 18th for the summer Bible study. If you haven't been with us a long time, what that is where we get together and concentrate real heavily with the kids on some things for three straight days. We usually pick a theme for that. Also, we haven't done that yet. But we also don't leave the adults out. We have in the past brought in several preachers from the surrounding area, and they have taught classes that the children are going through for us here in the auditorium. Also, we have our annual congregational singing plan for August the 5th. Deacons that work on that mainly and hadn't heard that date, we got your date for you. So August the 5th is a Friday. That's very difficult to schedule. School's just getting started. All kinds of social events and athletic events are going on. But we're trying to hit a time that maybe hasn't, you know, ramped up totally. But August the 5th is what we're looking for. That's a little bit earlier this year than what we've done in the past. And then we have a gospel meeting with Brother Dan Cheney. He used to be in Pampa, Texas. He's now in Perry, Florida. And that's going to be August the 28th through September the 9th. And those are the dates that we have set for those things. There's other things we've discussed and worked on and continue to work on that we'll do. But those are basically what we're looking for this summer. And I'll give it up to Jeff so he can talk about our finances from last year and the things that we've changed for this year.
Contribution comparison, we'll see there between 19 and 20 and 21. We've had a pretty good drop. Not sure why. Of course, you know, there's been some difficult times with the COVID, and we've also lost some members. We picked up some members, but anyway, our contributions are down considerably. And one thing about this church, though, we've always, our members here have always stepped up. And anytime we've had a need, we could count on y'all, and we would expect that in the future. As you see, the average last year, weekly contribution was $35.78. Our bank balance dropped by $30,000. $27,000 of it was money that was a carryover on some roof repair that our roofer, I think, used us for a savings account because it took a couple of years for them to send us a bill. So we always had to remember, now we don't really have that much money because we're going to get that bill one of these days. And our roofer has a reputation of that, so we weren't alone. So we see here the funds used to preach the gospel in 2021. Let me back up. I'm sorry. We had an actual decrease there of $2,737. You know, taking that reserve out, which is not alarming. It's not alarming, but we would hope that could turn around this year. We see here that our funds were used to, of course, to support our local preacher Kyle, and does an outstanding job. And then we should be happy that we're able to support this many gospel preachers. Javier Palomares from Dumas, hardworking Spanish speaking preacher up in the Dumas area, and Richie Thetford in the Fort Collins, Colorado, Derek Chambers in Albuquerque, David Hallbrook in Fairbanks, Alaska, Warren Schultz in South Africa. He does a lot of work over in Botswana and Zimbabwe as well, and we think it's a good work, and we're happy to be able to support him. And then Tim Stevens in Lindale, Texas. Our total outside preacher support in 2021 was $26,400. Our gospel meetings, we had, as we've already talked about, had gospel meetings with Jeff Trahan and Shane Carrington. Those are not expensive, but they do cost some money. Our budget for 2021 was $4,000 a week. Our actual was $35.78. And our contribution budget, let me back up. Our actual was $35.78. So you say, now, wait a minute, that's $422 short. 422 times 52 is almost $22,000. Well, we had, and we only had a real drop in our cash balance of about $2,700. Some of that was made up. We have some members here that have stepped up and have taken on the a couple of different duties. The Yonces clean the building for nothing. And that's hard work, folks. You should come up here and catch them working up here. It's something to behold. And they work very hard at that. And Sam Nunn has taken on the accounting, bookkeeping function, IRS filing, so on and so forth. And that's not as hard a physical work, but it does take some time. And both of them, the Deonces and Sam, have volunteered their time. That saves this church over $1,000 a month. So that's part of where we were able to make up our shortfall from our budget to our actual. And the rest of it, we didn't get done some improvements at the preacher's house, which we need to get those done. I think you guys, if you've tried to hire somebody to do some work on your house, you'll see what a chore that is. But that we need some work done on the preacher's house, and we'd like to do some work in the classroom wing back here, some updates back there. So our budget this next year for our contribution budget will be $3,750, and our expenses expected for 2022 are $3,751. So, and these are some things I've already mentioned. We thank you. We thank you for your hard work, your willingness to contribute, and just to carry on a little bit with what Brady had to say. I know there are some good reasons for people not being here sometimes, but let me tell you what, I preached at 9 o'clock. Now, that might have kept some people away just knowing that I was preaching. But anyway, it's much more encouraging to look out and see the auditorium full like this. It's not full, but with as many people than it was at 9 o'clock. And thank you for those people that were here and are here and are in attendance. But if you can be here, it's I think it's good for us, for the rest of us, as good as well as for you. Kyle? One more thing, and I'll be quiet. Thank you, Pat and Brady, for your hard work. And these gentlemen are truly good elders, and they think about the best interest of this church at all times. And I thank you.